Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of issues with computers and Facebook today, and I'm not sure what's going on, so we will try to do this as easily as possible, and I apologize that we couldn't Facebook Live a lot of the show. Okay, so let me kind of give you guys some breakdown here of the chloroquine study. Okay, and I know I'm not supposed to be touching my face, but my eyes are itchy. It's allergy season. There was a chloroquine study. You know, you guys are going to hear about this in the news, and we got to take this with a grain of salt. A chloroquine study was done in Brazil. It was a very, very small study, and they had to apparently stop the study midstream because they found some possible fatal arrhythmias that might have happened to patients that could have been potentially fatal. So they had to stop the study midstream, and it caused a lot of big headlines. But here's the thing, guys. The chloroquine we know can cause dangerous heart rhythms. Chloroquine is not as popularly being researched for this as hydroxychloroquine. Okay, so hydroxychloroquine is a less toxic derivative of chloroquine, which is what we are studying in America to use for coronavirus. So for those of you guys hearing, oh gosh, now we can't use chloroquine because it's dangerous, chloroquine really wasn't the one we were hoping to use. We were hoping to use hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, that combo. So, fatal heart rhythms or arrhythmias, you know, an arrhythmia is basically where your heart rhythm is abnormal and your heart needs a decent rhythm. So it needs the electricity to have a very rhythmic, consistent sort of force that causes a ba-boom. Ba-boom, a very regular heart beat, heart pump. So if the chloroquine kind of messes with that, then rather than the heart going ba-boom, ba-boom, it's like boom, 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 ba-boom, boom, and then you aren't getting good cardiac output. So none of that is a surprise. None of that is a surprise, okay? So don't panic. The hydroxychloroquine is supposed to be safer. We're still studying that. From what I hear, we're getting some good data, but again, it's still needs to be, you know, released and a lot of debate on that, but I'm optimistic about it. Sounds good to me, and I love Zithromax. Zithromax we've been using for bronchitis, and we've been using for viral issues all the time. So I am not surprised that Zithromax has this place. Z-Pak, oh my God, the Z-Pak is like, I mean, people put Z-Pak on their cereal. Now, that's a shame, because we have a lot of drug resistance to Z-Pak, so you can't really be doing that, but still. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are taking your calls, your questions, your comments. So another issue we have is doctors getting fired. So there were a couple Mississippi doctors and a doctor in Washington being fired because they talked about how their place of employment was not as prepared as one of their prior places when they worked at during 9/11. That hospital, Manhattan, was on it. And so with coronavirus, this one doctor, Dr. Lin, didn't feel that the hospital had enough personal protective equipment, weren't testing people, weren't isolating people correctly. And so understandably so, he was upset. And then a few Mississippi doctors were fired because they went to social media to try to collect, baby monitors to be able to kind of talk to patients without being in front of the patients, try to collect money for masks, things like that. So a lot of medical professionals are kind of, you know, taking matters into their own hands, and understandably so. You know, we doctors and nurses don't mess around. Okay, if something needs to get done, we're going to get it done. However, we talked about this in the previous segment. Doctors are not at the top of the food chain anymore with hospitals. Now, doctors are employees. And so you have bean counters, you have hospital administrators in charge. And whenever you have a non doctor running something in medicine, or let's say a non-economist running something else, right? That's when things kind of, you know, can unfortunately start to fall. You would think that companies or administrations or whatever will want to hear. You know, I mean, I've been in places very notorious where you speak out and they don't want to hear it. Nobody wants to hear what needs to be fixed. So being a whistleblower is probably one of the most dangerous things to be, I guess, in any company, because companies don't want to hear it. Even if you're not going to social media, even if you're just trying on the inside to go, guys, this needs to be fixed. This is what I recommend. Let me help fix it. Doesn't matter. I have seen time and time again companies and institutions not give a heart and do. And so I wonder if that's going to start to change, because you can't always run. You can't have this business model of we're going to run something like a business when it's not the typical business. Okay, this isn't eBay. This isn't Facebook. Running a hospital is dependent on patient care. It is dependent on patient safety. It's dependent on staff safety. If your nurses and doctors are getting sick and other patients are getting sick, it doesn't matter how much marketing you do or how much what your quote-unquote business model is with insurance and all that. If you are not a safe place to work, or you're a complete jerk as you start firing your doctors, no one's going to want to go there, because that means you put money first in front of patients. And I think patients are getting tired of that. We're going to see a whole new face to America, whether it's going to be the shutdown, you know, changing things, or coronavirus changing things, or who's going to be in charge when it comes to medicine. I think the world is going to be nothing like we've ever seen. And I don't know if that's going to be a good thing or a bad thing. But if I can make any suggestions in the very little time I have left in this segment, is one is, if we're dealing with a medical issue, can you please talk to the doctors and the nurses and the respiratory therapists and the custodians, the janitors who are at the hospital working all the time? Get hospital people's advice. Tell business people that they're not going to lose their job based on profit if they can shut up and listen for a few minutes to figure out where the long play has to be, what the end game has to be. And then when it comes to reopening businesses, and when it comes to, you know, making sure staff and safety, you know, come first, nobody should reopen until they have at least some plan, or we've heard from the government what the plan is, so we don't have this half-ass, slipshod way of doing things such that employees get mad, people are going online, bagging their employers, and it's an absolute mess. Don't go away. We'll be right back on 877 Doc Pally.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry we're having some Facebook Live issues, but hopefully we're kind of getting them fixed. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, all weekend long, there was a bunch of finger pointing. Okay? I didn't read the Donald Trump Fire Fauci tweet. Not exactly sure what's going on there. But apparently there's now a lot of finger pointing as to when the lockdown should have happened. And I find this sort of conversation ridiculous. I really do. Because we have never had to shut down the country before. And so the CDC had recommended that the states lock down in February. So the CDC director, Robert Redfield, said on Monday that he had recommended as of February 28th that we start you know, shutting things down. He had said that they had sent recommendations to Washington, to California, to New York, and Florida. So Fauci said Sunday morning that if lockdowns and social distancing guidelines were implemented by the president sooner, more lives could have been saved. So what we're having is now this he said, she said blame game, which I don't think is very productive at all. Now, I don't know if you guys can think back to February or March, but I know in my neck of the woods, if anybody had suggested that we were going to have to close down the country, we would have been like, say what? Even, I think, second week of March, me and many business owners are like, okay, so how do we do this? We just kick customers out? We just, how do we pay our bills out? I mean, I can't speak for the whole country. And mind you, this is a very, very scary virus, and coronavirus is a deadly virus. But I do not know any business owner that early May, March, was saying, let's just close down our stores. Did any of you guys? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If the government in February had suggested that we were going to completely close down the Las Vegas Strip or close down the airport or tell people to stay home, people would have been like, crazy, said, what? It almost took, which is sad, it almost took people dying and cases spreading to start to get the support. I mean, NBA had to, you know, stop the games, NHL, the draft had to be put off. I mean, we almost waited for sports industries to go, okay, you know what, this is real stuff. So this finger pointing, whether you're a fan of Trump or whether you're a critic of Trump, I don't care. I'm not saying this to defend or to criticize any president or Fauci or CDC director. But going back in hindsight, playing Monday morning quarterback, saying we should have closed down a country when that has never been done before, and that scared the living daylight out of people. In fact, you still have people ticked that we did that. You will have people that will say that that was a bad decision, that shutting down the country should have never happened. You'd have people say that. I'm not saying that, but you'll have people saying, I still don't agree that we've been shut down, that we've been locked in our houses. All right? So going back saying, we should have done it in February, no. I don't see how that right now is applicable because I don't think anybody would have even listened. The only reason why we were able to do it in March when we did, and my state did it fairly early, and Governor Sisolak got the support of us, was because we started to get scared and we had to see it to believe it. I mean, for us to go into a pre-World War II state as if we have Nazi Germany running us, with you going to jail if you don't wear a mask or going to jail if you, you know, I don't know, what all the threats that we are assuming that are in place with a quote-unquote shutdown, although we're seeing some weird videos out there going, is this really happening? Nobody was going to be on board as of February. Nobody. So whether somebody recommended it or not, it wasn't going to happen until it happened. Now, that being said, all this finger-pointing that you guys are seeing doesn't bode very well for us business owners because nobody wants to be accused of turning off the switch or shutting things down late, which means when we have flu come in October or when we have the resurgence of coronavirus that everybody's saying is going to happen, nobody's going to hesitate to shut down the country. Okay? It is going to be a very simple decision for the government now to say, all right, guys, you're going to close up again. Now, how does an economy run like that? How do people who think this could have been done a different way get their voices heard? We have deadly viruses and we have deadly things out there that we have no control over. And we have super bugs. And we have flu. We have meningitis. We have viruses that cause meningitis and bacteria that cause meningitis. We have pneumonia. We have car accidents. We have heart attacks. We have strokes that happen. In light of coronavirus, are we going to become a country and become a world that we will not allow any bug to touch us? Are we going to have this 6 feet distancing doesn't even count anymore. Now they're saying it has to be at least 13 feet. Is social distancing going to have to be the norm? Now, for some people, they're like, yeah, this coronavirus scared me. It killed some family members. As far as I'm concerned, I don't want to see people again. Okay, all right, that's fine. I got to tell you, I mean, it's been nice having my kids at home. Get to see my baby boys. They aren't hanging out with kids who are probably doing pot and stuff. And I can, you know, see that my kids are sober and they're doing their schoolwork and they're home with mama. But here's the problem. I am going to need a grandchild eventually, right? My babies are going to have to meet somebody and make babies. How is that going to happen? People are talking about colleges and how colleges are overpriced and how colleges should be giving refunds in light of them having so much stimulus money. And a lot of students are like, you know what? I could do online college. I'm not meeting people at college anyway. Or I might as well do my college online. Well, you know, what about grade schools and middle schools? I mean, how many parents are going to want their kids to go back to school if there's going to be school shootings or flu or other infectious disease or bullying? So, you know, where is the social interaction? You know, how are babies going to be made? I mean, after marriage, babies after marriage, or, you know, when couples are deciding to commit. How is that going to happen? You know, this shutdown looked easy to the government, to a lot of the country, whereas I wouldn't be surprised that this is going to happen again in a few months. They're going to say, all right, and then probably 6 months, probably after October. And then you and I and America has to decide, are we okay with that? Are we okay with any time there's a deadly virus or a deadly disease that we shut down? If New Year's Eve has a lot of drunk drivers, do we stop driving? Do we have a no driving order? Do we celebrate New Year's Eve at home so nobody gets killed from drunk drivers? Prom night. Do we, you know, if STDs are on the rise on prom night, do we stop prom and, again, lock down so kids don't have sex and spread STDs? You see what I mean? I mean, again, I don't want to disagree with trying to fight and put off a deadly disease, but when a country was able to do something we thought was completely unheard of, and they're talking about in the news that they didn't do it soon enough, and they're trying to garner public support that this should have been done even sooner, and they keep suggesting that it's going to happen again, those of us who really didn't like the way things, you know, rolled out, do we need to say something? Or is this the new norm? Are we going to be completely happy with every 6 months locking down until viruses go away? And by the way, viruses take months. So if they're talking about locking down and shutting down the country early on next time, flu season lasts in October to May. How realistic is this? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away, we'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump insists the decision to start reopening the United States is his alone and not up to individual governors. In tweets, the president says some in the media have repeatedly stated otherwise and labeled those news organizations as fake. The president is reportedly eyeing May 1st as the date he wants to start reopening the country as the deadly coronavirus continues across the United States in some parts of the country. FDA Administrator Stephen Hahn says the conditions have to be right to start reopening the United States.
It is a target, and obviously we're hopeful about that target, but I think it's just too early to be able to tell that. We see light at the end of the tunnel. Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx have said that.
Severe thunderstorms are continuing to hammer the southeastern part of the United States. This comes after tornadoes killed at least 18 people on Easter Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another headline we've been hearing is how farmers are dumping fresh milk and plowing vegetables back into the dirt. While food banks are struggling, we have, on the other side, too much food. What's going on here? So apparently, the farmers are unfortunately seeing their produce rot in the fields and dairy washed down the drains because they don't have enough areas of demand. Billions of dollars of food is going to waste. Growers and producers from California to Florida are facing massive surpluses, and these items are highly perishable. Now, U.S. food banks are recording and demanding, you know, skyrocketing numbers as well. Grocery stores are struggling to keep shelves stocked, but much of the food, half of the food grown in the U.S., is destined for restaurants, schools, stadiums, theme parks, cruise ships. So unless we get rid of the bottleneck to get this food to food banks, the food is getting destroyed. I mean, this is an easy problem to solve. Have the government, all right, they have to take the government, immediately offer, you know, planes or trucks or whatever to get the food from these farmers into the food banks and distribute them. Because food banks are struggling to make ends meet. I think Feeding America needs $1.3 billion more to take on what they're taking on. And they're saying this impact on farmers is about $1.3 billion from March to May in farm losses alone. Agricultural officials insist that the supply itself is not a question, but matching that supply with demand and getting it to where it's needed most is a new and urgent problem. So there's a major disconnect. They said this time last year, half of Paul Allen's green bean and cabbage crops at R.C. Hatton Farms in Pahokee, Florida, would have been destined for food service. Now he has to plow 5 to 6 million of vegetables back into the fields. He said retail cannot absorb it. Whatever else you've got just goes unharvested, and you've got to mulch it back into the ground. 80% of more of their crops were bound for food service, so restaurants aren't ordering food. South Florida is a major producer of vegetables for U.S. consumers, especially in the winter and early spring. Now, for many farmers, the cost to pick and pack that produce is higher than market price. This has all combined to be a disastrous situation for South Florida growers. They actually had a bumper crop coming into harvest season. They said this is really having a disproportionate effect on warm weather states and smaller farms. It was kind of an overnight shift to at least a significant portion of the food system. That's according to Kara Hecker, California Regional Director of the American Farmland Trust. Strawberries on the California coast and lettuce in the Salinas Valley salad bowl grow 70% of the nation's lettuce crop. They've been hit hard. Efforts to keep farm workers safe and socially distancing in the fields mean even slower harvesting. So there's still a lot being left in the field, and a lot is being tilled underground. Dairy producers in Wisconsin, Vermont, and other states have had to dump the excess milk en masse, flooding their fields or pouring it down drains in production facilities. This kills me to see the loss of food, because I grew up in a family who were children of the Depression and Dust Bowl. And you don't lose any food. You don't throw food out. Feed it to the ducks or feed it to the pets or whatever, but do not throw food out. Not that you're supposed to give pets table food, but you know what I'm saying. Pouring milk down the drain. They say the loss of food service business, particularly school systems that are large buyers of dairy products, has left producers with highly perishable glut. And they can't resolve it. Preparing and packaging food for retail as opposed to wholesale and getting it packed and shipped on trucks is new and expensive. And spring is an especially productive season for dairy cows. So dairy cows make a lot of milk. So there's more supply. Now, what I'm worried about is, are these farms going to say, okay, wait a second, we're going to produce less now, because we don't know if in the fall this is going to happen again, and then are we going to have a food shortage? They say a lot of grocery stores are limiting how much milk people can buy, thinking it's going to run out. There's a disconnect. It's not going to run out. They got lots of milk, and they're throwing it out. They say for farmers with direct-to-consumer produce box services, the chaos has been a boon, they said. In the North San Francisco Bay Area, every farm delivery program is full. There's waiting lists in the hundreds. But again, you don't have a lot of staff because a lot of the staff are distancing, social distancing. They say we're using this as an opportunity to encourage collaboration and farmers working together to try to fill in the gaps in this disruption. That's according to Evan Wigg, Community Alliance with Family Farmers. So it's a mad rush to figure out supply and demand and who needs what and who has what. So, again, there needs to be some centralization then. I hate to say that, but if people are throwing out food, then any surplus of food needs to get picked up. That gets picked up to a distribution center that could then go to where it needs to be. But again, the government has us all locked down. And again, this is what's so tricky. You know, I mean, I support shutdowns and lockdowns to prevent disease, but the only way that's happening is when you have a bunch of people still out there, you know, working and farming and distributing food. So I kind of feel like a hypocrite saying I support shutdowns and lockdowns when I'm also supporting the fact that you have essential workers putting their lives on the line. So they say before coronavirus, nearly all of Brothers Produce business was food service and school delivery. Well, now the schools are closed, they don't need the food. So they created a new model to keep his employees in business and his company afloat. They now sell produce boxes of fruits, vegetables, eggs, and milk through co-ops in the region. Some consumers don't feel safe going to the grocery store. Unfortunately, because of too many people being there, I know how to get that product safely to the consumer's hand. The best thing was to keep my employees' jobs and keep the supply chain moving, because if people see the supply chain stop, they go into more of a panic. So growers are already seeing losses, and can they eat the cost of harvesting, packing, and transporting crops? So if they cannot eat the cost of future harvesting, we're in trouble. Florida growers have asked the U.S. Department of Agriculture to buy the surplus produce so it could be donated to people in need without further hurting farm finances. The California Department of Food and Agriculture is partnering with the California Association of Food Banks to provide funding and resources for farm donations to feeding programs across the state. But they say that there's only so much food that the banks can take. So grocery stores need product, but again, there's a bottlenecking. Same thing with food banks. Food banks only have X amount of storage. I mean, remember, these are perishable items. If food banks don't have enough refrigerators, there's not much they could do. Again, new industries will be new sorts of refrigerators, new sorts of storing. Who knows? So, Brian Green, CEO of Houston Food Bank, said everything under the sun produce-wise is showing up. We're getting the cream of the crop. We have a potential bonanza, and now we're working on the ability to capitalize on it. All the food banks have to solve this puzzle. What are the partnerships we set up so we can utilize this? Because we're not going to get the other things. So with shelf-stable staple goods selling out of markets, food banks are finding it difficult to get dry and frozen food. So you have all the fresh farm food, but again, that's perishable, and people need food that can last till next week. So it's an interesting problem. It's not a good problem to have. And so if farms are losing money, who's going to bail them out later? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, Amazon is going to have to slow down and prioritize orders even more. 1-877-DOCDALI.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Amazon is going to stop accepting new online grocery customers. It's also going to cut hours at Whole Foods stores. It's going to close one of their Manhattan outlets, even though they have surging demand. But new customers are going to have to be placed on a waiting list. They need to prioritize orders from existing customers because demand has soared. They're going to shorten some Whole Foods store hours and close the store in Manhattan from April 15th. They are going to hire 75,000 more people for jobs. They have already filled the 100,000 positions that they had advertised earlier. So I see some concerns with this. But Jeff Bezos owns this, owns Amazon, and said Sunday it will begin to put new food delivery customers on a wait list to prioritize orders. They also plan to shorten some of the store hours because they own Whole Foods, because the employees need more time to fulfill online grocery orders. Many shoppers recently seeking to purchase groceries from Seattle-based e-commerce company found that they could not place orders because there were a lack of available delivery slots. I noticed that, too. I have not done Amazon Pantry. Is that what it's called, the Amazon Pantry? I haven't done that. Every time I want to order something on regular Amazon, they try to shift you over to the pantry. And then you have to order at least $30 worth of goods. And then when I do, I notice the delivery date is nothing that I, you know, is nothing that I expect. I'm like, okay, well, where's the 2 day? Where's the, so, you know, I don't think I've ever bought groceries from Amazon. I'd like to try, but I'm having trouble doing it. And I tried doing it months ago. Amazon said it's going to have to relegate all new online grocery customers to a wait list starting Monday. In recent weeks, it increased the number of Whole Foods stores offering grocery pickup, with more than 150 locations, up from 80 previously. And the company said Monday they're going to hire another 75,000 more people for jobs ranging from warehouse staff to delivery drivers. Now, unemployment rates have hit record levels. Amazon is trying to fill the gap, they say. To draw new employees, they are going to add $2 to its minimum $15 per hour to U.S. workers' wages through April. Now, again, that's temporary. Okay, I don't know how permanent these jobs are. Once the shutdown ends and people are able to go back, you know, and, you know, walk into a store, are they going to be needing to go to Amazon as much? And then are these people going to lose their jobs? Amazon did fill all the 100,000 positions it needed earlier. So if it does continue to move more to the grocery industry, and if we have a hesitancy of the public to want to go into stores and want to get things online, Amazon may be able to continue to keep those jobs, hopefully keep their pay. But it's frustrating to me that we have such a big monopoly, and I utilize Amazon. We all do. We all created this beast. Amazon, there's no other. It's this beast. And it is privately owned, so we're okay with it until government wants to take over. And it's really interesting because, you know, Trump is, you know, supposed to be a capitalist, maybe more libertarian, but he has definitely signaled that Amazon has too much power. And so, you know, we have this reliance on Amazon. And if they do slow down, you know, taking new customers, or if they do have issues because of social distancing and customers walk and staff threatening to walk out, you know, we don't have another Amazon. Now, luckily, grocery stores are starting to do delivery, and, you know, you could still go to Walmart and a lot of the other big stores, etc. But we're hearing a lot of big stores are in trouble. So, you know, we talked about earlier that Macy's, Gap, and Kohl's are struggling to survive. They say retailers like Macy's, Gap, and Kohl's are struggling to survive amid a catastrophic crisis worse than 9/11 and the 2008 financial crash. More than 250,000 stores that sell non-essential merchandise have had to temporarily shutter. CoreSite Research predicts that 15% of the U.S. stores will close permanently, setting a new record and nearly doubling its earlier forecast of 8,000 stores. So, again, the American public has been going online anyway. Now, this coronavirus thing caused people to not walk into stores and get more comfortable with online shopping. I never bought shoes or bras or blouses or jeans online. You had to try them on. You had to, well, once you find a vendor who kind of gets it right all the time and you know exactly what size to buy for you, I don't have to now go in and try things on. Same thing with shoes. They are miraculously fitting. They say retail has hung a close sign on the door literally and metaphorically, according to Neil Saunders, Managing Director of Global Data Retail. So Macy's calls a Gap all said at the end of March they would stop paying tens of thousands of employees who were thrown out of work, unfortunately. They probably have to all go on unemployment. And they said the retail economy shifted from being about things people want to things that they need. So these big, huge stores, not only would we be losing the employees, but they are anchors in commercial real estate strips. So if you have a small store that is next to a Gap or next to a Kohl's or next to one of these anchors, you could be in trouble. If any of these strip malls have big commercial, big, huge, you know, Best Buys or things like that, you know, you could be in trouble. They say around 60% of overall U.S. retail square footage is currently shuttered. Now let's look at movie theaters. So we're being told that AMC Theaters is now poised to file for bankruptcy. They have obviously underperformed because they can't show movies anymore. The Wall Street Journal reports that the world's largest movie theater chain has hired a law firm to assist in restructuring negotiations. Now, they were struggling before the coronavirus outbreak. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo ordered all movie theaters to shut down March 16th. The same day, AMC announced it was closing all 600 of its theaters nationwide for at least 6 to 12 weeks. So they lost $149 million in 2019, and they were $5 million in debt before this even started. So, going to the movies, I love going to the movies. My kids, they cannot wait to go to the movies. We got, not Lethal Weapon. We got what's that movie from the 80s? Top Gun 2. We got the next Quiet Place 2. We have the next 007 movie. But what happened? We got used to Netflix. We got used to, we got very, very comfortable with streaming online and being home and not spending $60 when you go to the movie for tickets and popcorn. And so now with the economy, we had such a hesitancy of people, after the Great Recession to go out and do things. Now the average generation has gotten hit twice. They're not going to be spending that kind of money. I think AMC sees the writing on the walls. And it's really hard to see. It's really sad to see. We do have some good news. There is a zebra / donkey called a zonkey. And I put this on my Facebook and my Twitter. It is absolutely adorable. It is from Kenya. And apparently, I believe, the zebra mated with a donkey. And so the baby has part stripes, part donkey. And it's running around its mama. It's happy. It's in Cholula Hills National Park in Kenya. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.